Okay, we're now in Carnaby Street, and this was, I suppose you could say, the heart of swinging London as it became known in the 60s. But up until then, just another Soho back street. But all that changed really when a man called John Stephen and his partners opened some clothes shops here. The clothes became extremely popular with the mods. Mods are sort of a teen fad of the day. It's very much a working class thing, really. Really male as well, mainly men. And these are guys who spend most of their money on clothes to make themselves look as good as possible. Of course, their big rivals were the rockers. They used to ride around on massive motorbikes and wear all leather gear. And every public holiday, the mods and the rockers would go down to the beaches around England to have big fights with each other. And of course, that was the basis of the Who film Quadrophenia that came out a while ago. And you could see lots of pop stars in Carnaby Street around that time, including the Beatles.
Smalls.
Yeah, and many others too, of course. You could say the street became the victim of its own success. So in 1966, Time magazine published a major cover story all about swinging London, as they called it, and really highlighted Carnaby Street, all the pop stars you could see when coming down here. Of course, when the article appeared, all the fans of the pop stars and lots of tourists started coming too. Lots of the pop stars went elsewhere to buy their clothes, didn't to be hassled by all their fans when buying them. You could say it became too successful. For a while, in the certainly the 80s, it got very tacky as a street. Lots of souvenir shops and things moved in. In more recent years, it's getting more sort of fashionable again. A lot more fashionable shops are now back in the street again. It's not quite as hip as it was. I guess it's the hippest area in London now is Camden Town, but a lot of people still come to Carnaby Street, that's for sure.
Nou, ik vertel het hele verhaal van de jaren 60, van de mensen die hier kwamen, de mods. Je hebt er waarschijnlijk van gehoord, dat was een soort een jeugd die men nu liever niet meer hier ziet. Maar zij zijn in feite de start geweest van het succes van Carnaby Street, al die jaren, vooral qua mode. En het was zo erg dat zelfs de sterren hun kleren ergens anders lieten maken. Dat vertelt Richard. Morgen komen we nog terug in Carnaby Street met mensen van Sister PR. Daar gaan we nog een beetje verder praten. Op dit moment is Carnaby Street weer aan het nieuws, want it was 50 years ago. It started here.
50 years ago, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
It's time for a party here.
Yes, they are doing. They are celebrating the anniversary. In fact, there's an exhibition just down the road about Carnaby Street. There's going to be various music things going on as well, and fashion and things like that. So they're doing quite a bit this year, yes.